This is Victoria Davis, aka the Victator.
This is Gail Manis, whose real name is Sarah Klein Sundberg.
And you're listening to Living and Loving in NYC. As I always do, I start off talking about how excited I am about the show, and I am very excited. I'm especially excited because Miss Manis here is actually now my official co-host, so she will be with us for hopefully quite some time, and I mean that both that I hope that she lives for a while and is on the show for a while, you know, whichever comes first. Yeah. she could die and then she could die and then be a ghost. And we also have a guest who I'll introduce in a minute, but I probably won't. I'll let Miss Manis do it because I don't know her. As usual, I'm going to do my international report. We did slightly better in Ghana since the last episode. We got 3 listeners in Ghana, as I've mentioned. Poor Staggy here doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I listen to.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Yes. So yeah. So Ghana's coming back to us, and I appreciate that very much. Stay with us, Ghana. We also have a bunch of listeners from the United Kingdom this time, which is like, all right, cool, guys. Thanks. I don't know why I sound like I actually don't care, but okay. Anyway, but I do. And we continue to have listeners in Canada that are unexpected, and I bring that up again because I want to give a major shout out to Justin Trudeau.
Oh, yes.
Because he doesn't know this, but he and I actually have a rivalry. I am hateful towards him because I can't stand that all the women love him. It makes me a little nuts. I'm admittedly quite jealous. And as a result, I have this weird one-sided role play with my girlfriend where I say that she's his wife, but that he treats her really badly and she has to have an affair with me. And when I say that it's, and she's also in the scenario, the principal of Degrassi High, and I am a student.
When you say one-sided, does your girlfriend know about this, or is it all in your head?
She knows about it. She just doesn't really engage with it that much. She'll like laugh and smile and she'll think it's funny. But no, she hasn't allowed it to get to the actual bedroom. So it'll just be more like conversational talk over dinner. I'll just be like, you know, where does Justin think you are right now? And, you know, and she'll be like grading papers, like reluctantly she'll say that. And then, but also in this fantasy, Justin is quite controlling. He doesn't understand why she continues to be a principal at Degrassi. He just wants her to stay home and raise babies, and she just loves the kids so much, and that's why she is so frustrated. She just has to sleep with this hot boyish student. Anyway, so I just wanted the world to know, and she said she was okay with me talking about this. Okay. But
that's a pretty involved Canadian fantasy.
It's a pretty involved one-sided Canadian fantasy.
Drake's not in it.
Drake is not in it. And then also regarding shout outs, I want to give a shout out to Street Wannabes. They're this I think the host actually has a show here on KPIS, which I'm pretty sure might actually be called Street Wannabes. But he has a blog, and he did an interview with me that was I thought pretty good. And Miss Manis, you thought I actually came off sounding quite profound at one point. Is that correct?
There were many profound insights. I think the "don't be the same asshole twice" was words to live
by.
Well,
yeah, it's just like sometimes we're all assholes sometimes. But if the only thing you can do is try not to be an asshole in the same way twice, and that is my like, well, you can't help it. Sometimes you're an asshole. I mean, you can help it, but like once you're like, oh shit, I did that, and I was an asshole. Then, you know, you just try not to be an asshole in the same way twice. So I have it linked to our website, livinandlovinnyc.com. So go check that out and you can see the interview, or just go to streetwannabes.com and it will be up there. In addition, one last shout out. I want to give a shout out to Fresh Direct, which for our non-New York listeners.
Bougie shout out.
Yeah, which for our non-New York listeners is it's a website from which like bougie people buy their groceries and have them delivered at home, and it's like really expensive and whatever. I was hosting a baby shower this last weekend, and we catered from Fresh Direct. And in order to use a coupon, I needed to like set up a new account because I've been bougie at some points in the past and I'd used them before. So I gave them my show email, which is sluttyforalesbian@gmail.com, as y'all might remember. And at one point, and I did save $50, so it was worth it. But at one point, I had to call to check the status of the order. And then they were like, can you please confirm your email address? And I was like,
I suppose.
Yeah, it's sluttyforalesbian@gmail.com. And I was like, it's a long story. And like, she did not even giggle. There was like no humor at all. But so big shout out to Fresh Direct. So that's all I have in terms of my victation. We're going to introduce our guest. First, I'll tell you what our topic is. It's group sex. And I'm going to let Miss Manus introduce our guest because they have had group sex, I think, on more than one occasion. So take the reins, Miss Manus.
Well, I'll let our guest introduce herself. But we have in fact, had group sex on more than one occasion, which is, well, was really why she is the guest, although she is a lovely person in her own right, quite apart from that. Well, our guest is
Staggy Mulligan.
Yeah, which is, of course, her real name. Yes. It is on her birth certificate, Staggy Mulligan. It's a great name. Were your parents drunk when they named you? Is that?
Absolutely.
Is that what happened? Yeah. That's
Irish, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah. So, gotcha. And do you have anything you'd like to tell us about yourself besides that you have group sex?
That I'm also an educator.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Great. Hence the drunken pseudonym.
Yes.
Yeah, understood. I don't want to give people too many details, but I'm just curious. When you say you're an educator, are you a teacher or?
I am a college instructor.
Oh, you're a college instructor.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Fantastic. So we have some like learned folks here.
Very learned folks. If I'm not mistaken, you have an advanced Ivy degree and are an artist as well as an educator, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I don't know that that's how you want to come across on the air. I'm just
an artist
throwing it out there. Yeah,
I think it's a good combo with the group sex, honestly.
Artist, educator, and group sexer. And so did you guys meet through group sex or did you know each other and then have group sex?
We met through group sex, I think it's fair to say. Yeah, we did. We met the same gentleman on OkCupid, and he is a group sex enthusiast as a lot of enthusiasts. Yeah. As a lot of people are. But I think part of why I wanted to have Ms. Mulligan on the show was the gentleman in question was, you know, very he wanted to have a threesome and he was looking through OkCupid, and I think you guys started dating probably maybe independent of that, or I don't know, dating.
Were
but
you dating or just fucking
spending a lot of time together?
Okay,
you guys were talking, as they say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out. Anyway, I at some point he showed me your OkCupid profile. There might have been more than one, but you had a profile that was very geared towards group sex, I remember, and it was a great profile. I feel like it might have said something along the lines of Batai fans get at me or something like that.
But actually it did say that.
Batai?
Like Georges Batai.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, it was kind of, you know, it was a declaration of interest in sex violence and sex with more than one person in the room.
So then you guys eventually met and had group sex.
Yeah, that's the short version of the story. I think we've probably been in more group sex situations than I can presently remember together. But, you know, a handful, shall we say, or more than a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah, two handfuls.
Yeah, probably two handfuls. And
that's really? You guys have like had group sex like 10 times around?
Probably.
Wow. Maybe. Yeah, one of the times was with my husband.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you were great hosts, by the way.
I pride myself on. Should we start? Should we talk about practicality?
Yes, of I'm glad we're getting into this.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of angles you could come at it from.
Yeah.
I like to say there's no I in group sex, or rather, there's no I in threesome. But then every time I say that, some wise ass is like, well, there isn't me in threesome. But I think that, there could be an unlimited amount of people in group sex. My own personal experience has never been with more than four people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been one of the four people. Just going to say that. Mm-hmm. I always feel very responsible for everybody having a good time. I think it's important to be.
Do you feel that way when you're not only when you're hosting or in general, like it's your responsibility to make sure everyone has a good time? I mean, as a lover in general, hopefully you go into it with the, you know, the GGG mentality. But as a host, do you feel a little extra?
I feel a lot. I would say, I'm going to gender it and say as a hostess, as a lady component of a straight couple,
mm-hmm.
Who is inviting another lady.
Just by the way,
into the fold.
It's interesting you refer to yourself as a straight couple when you're both bisexual. Your coupledom is straight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Whatever. We're a cisgendered woman and a cisgendered man having sex, so that's straight. Like, even though I don't, you know, consider myself straight, or, you know, I'm not straight in practice because I don't just have sex with men, and I, you know, I'm really good at repairing bikes and have power tools. For these purposes, straight. Anyway, in that situation, for like a man, woman, mm-hmm. woman threesome, especially if I'm a hostess, I feel very concerned about everybody being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably more so than if I'm the guest.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly feel concerned about the other lady being comfortable. I figure the guy's going to take care of himself.
Assuming they're a couple, that is.
Assuming they're a couple, but I've never been. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever been in a threesome where it was just like a random guy and a random girl.
It's
and
almost
me.
Always been some sort of couple.
It's either been couples or people who had some kind of established dynamic.
Yeah.
Or I've been an established dynamic with somebody and invited a third mm-hmm. in. I've also had very few, but I have had threesomes with two guys and mm-hmm. me, but that's a whole other dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, yeah, I mean, I've been a unicorn and I've been the
mm-hmm.
the unicorn host. I mean, I feel like
Staggy.
Sorry. Ms. Mulligan would have a lot. I feel like she's somebody who is like, you're a planner and a hostess supreme for these situations.
Thank you.
I don't know. What would you say? Like, what are your concerns like going into a group sex moment? What are essential? What are ingredients that make it good?
Well, before I actually answer that, I want to mention that I had a, like, traumatic early group sex experience. Like, not the first time I did, which was awesome, but maybe the second or third one. This older guy invited me for a threesome, and when I showed up, he had not really gotten the approval of the other woman involved, and she burst into tears when she saw me because I was, like, I was 18, and she was like a TA at my college and was freaked out.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yikes.
So that has that's informed like
that's
my
like,
approach.
That's like, wow. That's that's the worst. That's like always. Oh my God. That's awful.
Yeah. It was terrible.
And did he tell you that she was down with it?
Yeah. He led me to believe that that this woman really wanted to have a threesome and that mm-hmm. I would be like fulfilling something if mm-hmm. I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had done other crazy stuff together, so I was like, sure, you know.
Did she at least know that he was fucking other people?
Yeah, she knew that.
Okay.
I mean, they were, like, in
they
some poly situation. But, yeah, I think, like, he really hadn't prepared her for what he had set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so asinine. And so, like, I
guys and girls, don't do that.
Yeah, never do that.
Yeah.
Not worth it. I'm always really suspicious of... you know, not to be sexist, but it tends to be like cisgender straight guys who like push it, like they'll try too hard to make the situation happen.
Yeah.
And so I shut that down as much as possible if I see it going on. Well, which, you know, like checking in on the, it's often it'll be other women involved in the situation when I'm there. Yeah. And I always want, I'm like kind of checking on them a lot.
That brings up a good point. And, and Miss Manus, you mentioned this the last time you were in town when I think when your husband were looking for a threesome. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, you kind of have to be the bait because, and it's not just like, oh, like, because you're so hot, which you are, but it's also if you're recruiting another woman is a lot more comfortable when they know the woman is like the one who's reaching out, because there are those rare occasions, or I hope they're rare, where that if a guy's the one like, hey, come have a threesome with me and my girlfriend, for all they know, like that girl doesn't even fucking know. So is that true that you sometimes feel like it's more important that you often be like an instigator in the situation?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I don't like to think of myself as bait because I too enjoy the situation.
You so are though.
Totally bait. Oh. But that said, yeah, I think about finding, like, if we're talking now to like straight couples who are out there trying to have threesomes, I think finding people to have threesomes with is totally doable on the internet, but I think it's probably much easier if you're a straight couple, if the woman is doing the communicating,
assuming they're trying to have a threesome with another woman.
I would also say that another thing is, please make your there's a way of making your intentions very clear from the start without being an asshole about it. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody knows I'm bi on the internet because it says so on my dating profile. Mm-hmm. But other than that, people, my whole life, like, people just always assumed that I was the kind of girl who they could ask for a threesome.
Right.
I didn't actually go there until in my late 20s, but
bisexual does not necessarily like equal threesome, which is also a big PSA that just because someone's bisexual doesn't mean they want to have threesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say that, you know, all those people who asked, they were right about the fact that I wasn't going to like slap them and run mm-hmm. crying out of a room. But, you know, don't assume that every lady who's into ladies.
Yeah.
Desperately wants to have a threesome with you and another lady. That said, yeah, I would say like I've definitely been on dating sites and gone out with dudes, mm-hmm. and like it was this one particular dude who I went out with I think twice, and he was like, you know, whatever, like I wasn't thinking we're gonna get married or anything, but I thought we were on a date, like, because we were gonna bone.
Yeah,
you know. And then, like,
a legit date.
Yeah, like, and on the second date, he's like, well, so, like, I should probably be emotionally honest, and I have a girlfriend, and really, like, so we're trying to have a threesome, and that's why, like, basically, like, that's why I'm going out with you. And I was like, okay, cool, but, like, you know what, like, you could have just said that. Mm-hmm. You could have said that in your first email to me.
Yeah.
And I may very well still have gone out with you and your lady friend, but now there's no way in hell that we're having a threesome.
Well, that's like, people do that a lot in terms of dating in general. There's like the keep the secret for once you actually like have some sort of relationship, the kind of people who, you know, will lie about their age or weight, or in once in my case just lied and said they lived in New York when they lived in Jersey. Like I was much
how
more,
dare they.
I referenced her on the show. She's the one who I called Port Authority and would finger bang near Port Authority and then walk her to her gate as a romantic date. But the thing is, I definitely was a little more skeptical about, you know, continuing to bang her when I found out that she, you know, lied to me about that. And I think the reason people do stuff like that is because it's true. Like, there, I guess when you just go, if you tell the world you live in Jersey, they won't date you. And then also, like, you know, that couple, I'm sure, probably did reach out to a million fucking people and they said no. But again, the way to handle that is not to lie to people, because you're just wasting everyone's fucking time.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was wasting his time because he spent like, you know, however, you know, many hours going out with me. And he was also kind of wasting my time.
Yeah.
Totally unnecessarily. Because again, I might have been down for that mm-hmm. had they just laid the cards on the table.
Yeah.
From a start.
Well, yeah.
Also, like, I feel like people lying on dating sites is another thing. Is like, the number one thing it tells me about you is that you're a liar,
yeah,
and that you're insecure, yeah, about your life circumstances, which are like kind of the two least sexy things.
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, the very first lady that me and the dude had a threesome with together.
Which dude? The dude that you guys banged together?
No, my husband. Okay. I just don't like saying my husband.
Dude. You call him the dude.
Anyway, we should come up with an alias for him, yeah, too. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, she was like, she contacted me, and she was going to be in New York. She did not live here, and she was here, and she was like having a sexy weekend in New York, and she was trying to stack it with as many. I think she contacted you too, maybe.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. So she contacted me on OkCupid and was, you know, all about the threesomes. And I was like, okay, like, she seems cool, and, you know, it's my birthday weekend, so like, we should definitely try to have a threesome. It was her birthday weekend too, as I recall. Weird. Anyway,
Twinsies.
Yeah, she showed up, and she was like a perfectly nice lady, but she was, all her photos were definitely about 10 years old, and she was roughly twice the size that you would assume that she was from her photos,
yeah,
which is fine. Like, that in and of itself did not make her unattractive to me.
Yeah.
But the fact that she lied about it, I thought was shady as hell.
Yeah.
That said, we still did have a threesome.
it sucks to be caught off guard like that. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, Staggy, tell us about your... I mean, are you still online? Are you still on OkCupid? Do you have those things?
I'm still on OkCupid. I haven't really been following through with anyone recently, to be honest, but it's more like a work schedule thing.
So. What's your situation? Are you single? Or are you...
I am. Yeah.
Okay. You're single, but you have people you regularly bang.
Exactly.
And spend time with and enjoy their personalities.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like long-term arrangements with people, but I don't really like dating and I don't like being in relationships.
Understood. Okay. So yeah, I get it. You don't want to necessarily be like going on a ton of dates, but you're not necessarily, you don't want a U-Haul.
Yeah. So Staggy is like what I was doing before I accidentally got married, basically.
She accidentally met the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. And here's what I'm impressed by both of your willingness and ability to host threesomes, because I get really stressed out when I host anything. Like, for instance, before this baby shower that I was hosting, I was having these anxiety dreams that there wouldn't be enough food and it would be like Depression-era Germany, where people would be like stealing loaves of bread out of each other's hands and like screaming at each other. So I just get really stressed out anytime there's like more than one person in a space that I'm in charge of.
For sure.
So I feel like I'd be super anxious about whether or not everyone was having a good time. Also, I guess I should do a disclaimer on my situation. So I have not actually had that much group sex. As you know, there's this one threesome I had with a German couple, which maybe...
No, tell us about that.
I told you about the threesome with the German... Remember?
Was this like the Bible thing? Can you repeat this for our listeners? Because I feel like it's a good story.
All right. So, this speaks to women being good bait for these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a story that I would not encourage a lot of people... to learn from, because I did put myself in a little bit of a risky situation. I was at a bar, as I do, and this beautiful German woman started talking to me. And in general, I don't have fucking queerdar for Europeans. I can't fucking figure it out. I think they're all queer. Like, it's like, and then they're not. And all you Swedes, I just assume are bisexual. I'm talking to Miss Manus because she's Swedish. I can't do it. But anyway, she just kept talking to me and whatever, and eventually started to get pretty flirtatious and putting like her hand on my knee and shit like that. And then we stepped out to have a cigarette and ended up making out. And it was super hot and whatever. And I think she had already mentioned she had a husband at this point, but... We went back to the bar and continued to make out, and then she just asked me, she was like, look, like, you know, they were tourists, and her husband was in town for a business meeting, and she was like, it would be so hot if I could take you back to our hotel room and, like, have you and me waiting for him, like, as a surprise, and I was just so fucking hot and really wanted to fucking fuck this girl that I said yes, despite never having met the man, which is what I don't necessarily recommend to everyone, because, like, for all I knew, it could have been like some crazy kidnapping scenario. But it ended up working out, and we went back to their hotel room. And he wasn't there yet, as she said, and we got to fucking fool around for a while, which was like super awesome and fun. And they had had threesomes before, and as she mentioned, he was really into the androgynous type, which is helpful for me. So, and this is if you're gonna try and have a threesome with a lesbian, here's a PSA for you. One of the reasons I said yes to this woman is because she's like, look, like, and honestly, he can be as involved or not involved as you want. He can, if you just want him to watch, that's fine. If you get uncomfortable and want him to leave, that's fine.
Good,
like,
for her.
If you want him to touch you, that's fine. If you want him to fuck you, that's fine. If you don't, like, that's, you know, whatever. And so that's the thing. So I didn't feel like there was necessarily any pressure to me. It would have been a little awkward if I'd been like, get out, like the second he walked in.
Get your hands off of me.
Yeah. But basically, he came in and was like super excited, and it was obviously like this super like awesome. And he, you know, luckily was also quite attractive. He wasn't necessarily my type on the rare occasions I am attracted to a guy, but he was attractive enough to not make the situation suddenly gross, if you know what I mean. Like, he was very pretty, which is not my type in men. Like, as I've discussed, I like George Costanza. So anyway. And he was just so excited, and he also like very quickly like said, you know, you can be as involved with me and not as much as you want. And so he and I actually didn't really have any penetrative sex or very, very, very little genital touching. However, the story that Miss Manus likes is because she had actually, well, anyway, I'll get to that. But so even though he and I weren't fucking, I still really wanted to like kick his ass, like in a sexy like S&M sort of way,
because you're a giver.
Because I'm a giver. Yeah, I wanted him to be involved, and that was the way I wanted to involve him. And so at first he was just like bent over, and I was spanking him and all that, and like calling him a whore and a slut. But I felt like I needed something with greater force with which to whip him. And being in a hotel,
such a problem.
Being in a hotel, I realized that there would be a Bible in
the Gideonites do, yeah, God's work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I took out the Bible and just started like beating the shit out of him with this fucking Bible. And it worked out great. He loved it. And then So as Miss Maynes will point out, we texted about it the next day, and I said, well, I'm going to hell anyway. So there was that. But but that's my limited experience with group sex. I've never had it so I've only been the special guest star. I did have a lot of group sex when I was really young, like in high school. But mm-hmm. for me, I feel like anything sexual doesn't count in high school because it was just rarely very good. You know what I mean? So
indeed.
Like, who cares if there's like five kids fucking each other if like no, like, you know, I didn't fucking get off. So, you know, like no one really knew what they were doing. So
I feel like you get to pick what you count, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I just don't count any sex I had in high school. It's like really that, you know. But it's pretty limited, and I've only been the special guest star. And there was one occasion where me and an ex-girlfriend were considering having a threesome, but the problem that we ran into, this is similar to in episode 8, some of you might recall, we were talking about mixed orientation relationships and how, like, you know, a lot of straight guys, when they like imagine like their girlfriend like having a threesome, they think they're gonna pick someone just like equally as like femme and like whatever is them, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden they come home with some butch and they're like, what? You know? Me and my ex-girlfriend, and me and most of my ex-girlfriends, have very different types. So it was like not at all like, so like we'd look on OkCupid and she'd be like, oh, she's hot, and it'd be like someone who looked like me, and I'd be like, no. And then like and then I'd pick someone that looked like her, and she'd be like, no. So yeah, so I find that's like in terms of like maybe it's like same gender relationships, when there's a little more of an emphasis on, you know, presentation, maybe that's more of an issue. I don't know. Do you and the dude ever have like, oh, she's not hot, no, yes she is, like is picking ever a problem?
I mean, picking, that sounds like we're just like drowning in potential people to have threesomes and stuff. I think that, I mean, he and I I've dated men who I had very similar taste as, and I've dated men who had radically different taste in women from me. You know, I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, like what I find most attractive in people, and I'm gonna sound like a fucking hippie, but like what I find most attractive people, honestly, is like the right attitude, and like especially in like advanced sex situations like threesomes, is like, you know what you're doing. You're friendly. You're like, whatever. Like you're not gonna like run out of a room crying. You're attractive, of course, but like you know, it's not like I'm gonna be like, you know what? Like you're really not my type. I like my women to be over 5'5" and brunette. You know, it's not. Yeah. But yeah, I think we probably have different tastes. But I think most of the threesomes that we've had have been kind of, they just sort of happened.
Okay.
You know, like the stars just aligned. And I mean, like, I think there's...
Oh, you're getting real hippie here.
Man, yeah.
The Bay Area is rubbed off.
Yeah,
on
I need to move back to New York real soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to start talking like astrology and shit. No, I think that, I think if I'm not misremembering, I think we've hooked up with two ladies from OkCupid.
Mm.
And both of them either contacted me or just like liked my profile, and then I looked at their profile and they had like a blatant threesome profile. The other people were people that I either knew somehow from some context, or in one case it was a good friend of his, her BFF was coming into town and was like newly divorced, and she was like, I want to show her a good time, you guys should go out with her, wink wink, nudge nudge. And we were like, okay, she's like, she's really into girls. And we're like, okay, I guess
no,
we're
really,
yeah.
Those so, wink wink, nudge nudges, and she's really into girls are super
so you
subtle.
Know, and she was an attractive lady.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't like it just kind of happened much the same way that, you know, sometimes you just end up hooking up with people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just end up people with Bibles.
Did it cheer her up?
She seemed sufficiently cheered up. I mean, I think she had a pretty busy schedule in general while she was in town that time. But yeah, she seemed entertained. I would also like to add that I've had, well, apart from Staggy here, there's another woman who I met because we were both going out with somebody from the internets. And he was a giant tool bag, which she realized much sooner than I did. And I unfortunately kept on dating him way longer than I should have. He was like one of those dudes who was like very pushy about like kind of like actually sort of a textbook what not to do. Like he was all kind of like, you know, trying to be like a nice guy trademark, you know. And then he was like, you know, two dates and he was kind of like, let's have a threesome, like as if I, you know, had never considered it before, and they were really hard to come by for me. You know, anyway, so he's trying to hook me up with some girl, and then we had a falling out that was completely unrelated to that, and then like an idiot I started seeing him again, and he was like, let's have a threesome. There's this girl that I've been seeing, I think you'd like her. And I was going into it really blind because I didn't know like how much, I didn't know what their relationship was, you know, at all. Like, I didn't know if they'd been seeing each other for a while or if it was just somebody he'd like met on the internet and like been on one date with. But I was like, okay, well, I will go out with this woman, you know, I'll like meet up with her alone, and you know, if I like her, we could all three of us could hook up, which I think is a reasonable thing to do. Like, I like to ascertain that like there's chemistry, or that it's like a, I'm not going to just, like, in most circumstances, I'm not just going to hook up with somebody because some dude thinks that this woman is hot and willy.
May I mention something about that? Because I had to break off a situation with a guy. We had started seeing each other because we were both interested in threesomes. And I was like, oh, teamwork, great. And he would, I don't know, we kept running into this situation where there would be a girl kind of on the table, like, you know, she's maybe interested. But multiple times a woman would ask, you know, like, okay, I think I'm interested, but can I meet up with her first, meaning me? And he would have a tantrum and say, like, you're trying to steal her. You're going to just go off and fuck by yourselves. And
which, first of all, is that the worst thing in the world, though, that if you guys were to fuck first before the threesome?
That's what I don't get.
It's like that would, then you would know that you want to, like, you, could potentially really only work out for him. Like, if you guys have a good time fucking, chances are you're going to, well, maybe not, but like, you like fucking him, she likes fucking him, you like fucking each other, you very well might just be like, let's do it together. Like,
maybe this was the guy that I was seeing. Enough about you, back to me.
Nope. It was the same type of situation?
No, but so I went out with this woman, and she was awesome person, and we're she no longer lives in the same city as I do
or in New York City. So I haven't seen her in a minute, but just super cool person. We ended up hanging out in totally non-sexual context down the line and having several threesomes together after that. But not with that guy, though. Anyway, so I went out with her. We had drinks. We were talking. We had a lot of things in common. And, you know, she was whatever. I won't give out identifying details, but like, we just had a lot of interests in common. Mm-hmm. And she was just generally a rad person. And I, you know, to be honest, like, I was kind of mad at this guy at that point anyway. So there was a small part of me that's like, I'm going to fuck this person, like, whoever they are. Like, if that is a possible, like, if this person is open to fucking me tonight, I'm going to fuck them. And she clearly was. So we ended up going home to her house and having sex. And that was awesome. And he was really upset about that. And then, you know, the big day arrived. You know, we're supposed to meet up at my house. I've, you know, cleaned my house and changed my sheets and, you know, put out like sex toys and condoms on a platter and, you know, bought snacks at the bodega, high quality snacks.
You're such a good host.
I know, okay, these things are important.
I'd be freaking out about getting the right snacks and then end up being like, just like, nah, don't come over and not getting laid.
Yeah. So anyway, so like,
it's gonna be a depression like era fight over stress. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
Doritos,
you know,
Doritos or Pringles.
So there we are, you know, me and this lady, we're sitting there and he said he'd show up at like 9 or whatever. And we're hanging out, and we're talking and talking and talking, which was fun because we enjoyed talking with each other. But, like, dude shows up, like, an hour and a half late, maybe, you know? Oh. And then, you know, he shows up, and, you know, eventually we all have sex, although, like, mostly they have sex, which is fine. I'm like, if I had been, like, whatever, it was fine. I was a little bit like, that's kind of rude, but, like, also, like, I'm a big girl, and, like, it's fine. And then he leaves and like she and I spend the night together. But then he stopped seeing me several times over the course of like the year and
asshole.
A half or so over the year and a half or so that he and I were talking, like he would randomly drop out of sight for some perceived infraction on my part. And this was one of them.
Yeah.
And he got really upset about this and then he did not. He was like acting butthurt and did not talk to me for quite a while. And then when I finally saw him again, he intimated that it was because, you know, he's like, well, you guys didn't even need me there.
Oh,
which again, like he and I barely touched during this whole encounter.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm just saying these assholes are out there. You should not fuck them.
Yeah.
Don't do as I say, not as I do. That's why I was like, maybe it was the same dude you were saying.
Yeah, I do think there is this sense that, like, group sex is varsity level and you actually shouldn't be there if you can't deal with it, you know?
I think it's varsity level when it comes to, like, a certain amount of, like, ego checking.
Yeah.
Which, and this is not just related to sex at all. You know, some people are better at checking their egos and some are not. And it's kind of like, know thyself and don't get into it if you're going to be a little bitch.
Yes.
I mean, I think definitely, and I wish in retrospect that I'd known other people a little bit better. Like, I probably shouldn't have been messing around with this guy. My therapist was like, well, he's a vulnerable narcissist. Of course that was his worst nightmare. I'd never heard the word vulnerable narcissist before, but after that, I was like, oh, shit, he totally is.
Do you ever, since I guess your varsity level regarding your ego, Staggy, but have you ever had...
I guess I shouldn't make that claim.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I assume you're also human. But, like, have you ever had, like, big ego challenges during these group sex situations? Has there ever been an experience that even with, like, going in there and knowing what's going to happen, where you have felt a little butthurt by a situation? And there are probably the situations where maybe you were reasonable to feel butthurt, like, where someone, you know, like, let's say there are the situations where someone will be an asshole. But
you're talking about something where in retrospect I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have gotten
upset. I mean, because we all do that in general in relationships and sex. So I mean, but I assume that it was.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the biggest conflicts I've had over group sex it was never over a one-off. It was always like some kind of ongoing dynamic, and months down the road, you know, I'd had like a few threesomes with the same configuration of people, and there was something rotten in the dynamic, and then I would find myself unable to like find a coping strategy or whatever, and I would break down somewhat and be more childish,
right? Yeah,
about it. Yeah, but usually if it's the first time I'm meeting someone, I just kind of ride it out, even if something weird is happening, unless I think something dangerous or really nasty is going on, then I'll try to shut it down. You know,
yeah,
like if I'm worried about someone else in the scenario, then I'll try to end what's happening.
Have you ever been worried about someone else in a scenario?
Yeah. I mean,
when
not,
you say
not
worried
that
about
much.
Someone else, are you talking about worried about someone's like emotional readiness for the situation, or are you talking
yes.
about
okay. Yeah, never. I don't think there was ever physical
right.
danger.
Yeah,
I'm not remembering anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually,
like, I she's actually turning blue. Stop, but like,
yeah, not yeah. that. Yeah, yeah. never.
Which, in general, guys, is like, you know, enjoy your kinks. But if she's actually turning blue, stop.
That is something to watch for.
Yeah,
no, but I have seen situations where, like, I thought my male friend was like, fucking someone in a way where the penetration was hurting her okay. in a way that was like not really the goal, and so I've like stepped in then.
Yeah,
I like often my
do you step in by checking in with her, or do you step in by being like
I forget, it's been a long time, but I said something, or I maybe like just asked if they wanted to do something else, or was like,
yeah,
you know, just yeah. kind of distracted.
Yeah.
Often my solution to a three-way problem will just be more lube.
Yeah.
I just like add
that's
a little.
It's a good solution to a lot of problems, actually. Yeah.
But yeah, like, yeah, I've like, there's never been. Yeah, personal conflicts are like my ego being an issue has to build over a pretty long time, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah. See, I mean, this is where, and this is the thing about the know thyself. I mean, in addition to me not having often the same types as women I date, you know, I feel that there have been certain partners that I've had where I've felt like at certain parts of a relationship we could have handled that.
Yeah.
I'm very hesitant to do that. Certainly, like again, I haven't done it, but if I was going to do it, I'd be very hesitant to do it, certainly in the beginning of a relationship. I'd really want to like take some time and realize where it's at. And again, people, this is just me. I don't like yeah. everyone's very different in that sense. But you know, I've gotten considerably good, comparatively, I should say, not considerably, but comparatively good over the last few years at being self-aware when it comes to the kind of irrational ways that, you know, I can be butthurt or anyone can be butthurt. It's pretty rare that I have had like intense moments of jealousy in my life, as we all have, but I haven't had any in a long time. And I think, you know, again, that just really comes down to, because usually when you're jealous, there's something else going on, is what I feel like. It's very rarely like about like a situation. It's usually yeah. you're insecure because things aren't going well. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, I would have to feel really, really, really solid in my relationship in order to do it. And also, I'd feel really guilty to the other person if all of a sudden they came and, like, me or a partner suddenly got butthurt by a situation. Like, I just feel like that would be the worst thing to, like, put onto them.
Yeah, I feel like that's my main concern is, like, I don't, even if I'm in a situation and I'm annoyed at something, like, I'm going to save that for later, because I would not be fair to spring
yeah.
that on a third,
yeah.
I think.
Totally agree with you, yes.
Miss Manus, you and I were discussing this here. There was this guy that I had fucked a couple years ago who had a really good time fucking, and I really wanted to fuck his girlfriend, and she really wanted to fuck me, and so they were talking about having a threesome, and she was, like, really, like, she was sending me all these messages, like, about how excited she was about it, and he was, you know, very excited about it. But I didn't do it because I had spoken to the guy ad nauseum for a long time about all the problems they were having in their relationship, and I was like, yeah, they weren't having a lot of sex. You know, they'd been together for a long time,
yeah.
and I just kind of felt like they were kind of trying to throw me in there as like a way to spice things up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to be your solution, and I don't want to get involved in like your stuff. It's just kind of how it felt. They both seemed like wonderful, decent people, and I don't think they were intentionally trying to throw me into it. Mm-hmm. But since I was aware, I just didn't want to get involved. It was like, this sounds already messy. Why do I want to be a part of it?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people, I think there are a lot of couples out there who are like trying to spice things up with the help of, I try to steer clear of those people. Although I've actually, some of my funnest experiences have been with couples who have a very established dynamic, mm-hmm. and who are super kinky, like married, like super kinky couples. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like kinky, like they had a threesome, but like people who are like, you know, they, you know, just like whatever, like dressing up in rubber and whipping each other with electrical cords is like what they do on Tuesday nights.
If you call that kinky, jeez.
Jesus, I know. I roll. But anyway, yeah, I'm a fan of that, mostly because I feel like then they know themselves, like they've worked through their shit. But in my own life, I feel, not that that's not my life, but in terms of stuff that I've done, I actually feel the opposite from you. I feel like in more casual situations, like there's less potential for me to feel upset about anything. But like as relationships have worn on, like I've been more prone to get annoyed about certain dynamics, maybe like, oh, this is the fifth time we're doing this, and like you know why am I doing all the work here, or like something like that. In fact, I think I've periodically sometimes I'm like, wee, this is so much fun, like yes, of course I want to have a threesome, and other times I'm just like, because I'm the kind of lady who every man I've ever dated asks for threesomes, mm-hmm. like I just sometimes I'm just like, you know what, it's real, like it's not a new thing, it's not a thing that's like, oh, this is so exciting, mm-hmm. I just gotta try it, like mm-hmm. sometimes just like, yeah, you know what, like not really in that place right now. And I think for me, if anything, like that's more of a like, maybe I'm getting boring, but I just try to lay down the law a little more, like I'm not always gonna be, don't always want to do all that work.
That reminds me, the a type of OkCupid message I've gotten dozens of times that I never know how to respond to is like, a man will write to me and say, quote, I'm open to having a threesome, as though he's my solution.
You brought it up. Like, yeah, well,
I'm so open. Glad you brought that up, dude, because I've just been sitting here wondering, like, how am I going to find a man to have a threesome with?
Yeah, but there's just, you know, like the world's oversaturated with that person. But anyway, just like what just
all these bisexual and lesbian women sitting around out here being like, how can we work a middle-aged man into this equation?
That's what my girlfriend.
When will I find him?
I'm curious though, since I've never met you before, and usually when I have someone on the show, I like to ask them a little bit more about them. So you identify as bisexual?
Yeah, or queer now, because I, you know, it's like more inclusive, but right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, understood. Have most of your primaries tended to be guys, or have you had women primaries? Just so you know, there's no judgment here about that, but
we're totally judging.
I've had two pretty short relationships with mm-hmm. women, and almost always I have a male primary.
Interesting.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. And the women that you were seeing, mm-hmm. Were threesomes a part of your relationships with them?
Pardon?
Were threesomes or group sex a part of your relationship
In one case, definitely not. Like, we broke up because I was not interested in monogamy.
Oh, I see.
And that was much longer ago. And then a more recent one, yes, we did have a couple of threesomes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And was this woman also a queer or bi woman, or was she a lesbian?
Identifies as queer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you would have your threesomes, was it usually with guys?
When
you were
woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, she and I had a foursome with two guys. That, like, one was a guy I knew and one was a guy she knew. And yeah, I've never had an all women threesome.
Miss Manus,
that's like
was
a life goal of mine.
Miss
actually,
Manus was, yeah, you were saying that you like were trying to figure out
the holy grail.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't believe I haven't actually, and I feel like it would be really different. Like I feel like I've just been sitting here kind of bitching about threesomes, and I don't like. I actually think it's really. I was really nervous the first time I had a threesome. Mm-hmm. It was with somebody I was seeing and who I was really into, and I was like, oh my God, what if I'm going to be consumed by jealousy or feel really left out or something? But I was amazed. I was like totally fascinated by watching this person who I was used to having sex with and who I knew really well, fucking somebody else. It's just like weird, like kind of out of body experience to that. Like you're almost like, it's like you're both you and the other person at once. It's like, I don't know. I find that hot. It's also it's this thing that we're taught from an early age is totally forbidden. It's like watching other people have sex. Now I sound like such a creeper, but you know.
And watching someone you're involved with have sex is also taboo. Like the idea is that we're supposed to like become enraged when we see that.
Exactly. I think
if you're seeing it, it's something that's supposed to be profoundly disturbing.
Totally. And I think seeing that, I think that's a huge part of what turns me on about it. That said, like I feel like there is. In almost all almost all instances like that I've had threesomes with one dude and one lady, there is this dynamic that just kind of happens because of certain like kind of heteronormative expectations, I think, of what's going to go down. I think that a lot of guys do get a little nervous when it's not all about them. I mean, I always try to make it all about the other lady, but... but I mean, like, if you know, whatever. I think there is a certain kind of dick.
The guy will take care of
himself. Yeah, there is kind of a certain kind of dick-centric thing that does happen, and I think it would be really rad to have a threesome with two people who don't have dicks. Be they, you know, whether or not they identify as women. No, but I think actually I'm gonna say I would like to have a threesome with two cisgender queer ladies. I think that would be a lot of fun. And I think it would be different.
If I were to have a threesome with someone I was seeing, again, not very many women are attracted to George Costanza, so I feel like it would be really hard to have a threesome with a guy.
Is a goal of
yours. No women that I have dated have, like, they've always been like, that's gross, and what does that say about me that you think he's hot? and as Miss Maine is going to test, none of the women that I've dated look like George Costanza.
All of the Victators lady friends have been smoking hot, pretty much.
I like the pretty ones. I'd be very surprised that like me and it's hard enough for me and a woman to have the same type in a woman, than to also have the same type in a man, which is mine is George Costanza. So yeah, I don't know how that would work. But that said, as I definitely discussed in other episodes, I fantasize frequently about women that I've been involved with fucking both other women and men, and there's something about someone you're so fucking attracted to, they're just, anytime the idea of them having sex is sexy, like when it comes down to it. Now again, in person I don't know necessarily how I'd react to it, and I don't think you're guaranteed to ever know how you're gonna react to it, so it'd maybe be a little unfair to say don't go in at all if you think there's any chance you'll feel weird about it, because you know, there's no way for you to know until you do it. But yeah, I definitely like the visual appeal, that's for sure.
Also, I feel like there's this thing where it's like, I think people are too afraid of having slightly bad sex. Like, you know what I mean? No, I mean, I think you should like know yourself and respect your limits and like obviously not do stuff that's not fun for you. Mm-hmm. But like, I think sometimes when couples approach the idea of a threesome, they're like too scared of minor discomfort. Like, oh my God, what if I have a feeling during the threesome? And it's like, you know what? Maybe I'll have a feeling and like it passes and then you're fine. Like maybe the worst thing that can happen isn't you feeling slightly uncomfortable for 5 minutes.
And that's the way it is with any sexual situation that you begin. Like, you know, you do a new, you know, some role play or add a new toy, and you know, you don't necessarily know that you're going to feel 100% about it. And, you know, you have a weird feeling for a second. Most of the time it's going to pass. But, yeah, there's only one role play situation where I just had to, like, abandon ship. And it was, like, I was being GGG. There was this girl that I was seeing who said that she was, like, in incest fantasies. And I think
that's rough.
I think that as a fantasy, like, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong. Because she was also very clear. I don't want to have sex. She was like, I don't want to have sex with my parents and my siblings. But, like, sometimes, like, the fantasy of other people was kind of sexy. And so, and I was like, all right. Like, I don't know. When I was younger, I never really had incest fantasies. But I would have, like, intense molestation fantasies, like a creepy guy like molesting me as a teenager, like absolutely mm-hmm. totally hot, you know what I mean?
Anyway, I could somewhat relate to that.
Yeah. So yeah. And again, these are fantasies, these are not real life people, you know, PSA. But so the point is, so I don't think something necessarily wrong with you for thinking these things, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I thought I could be down with it. And the role play didn't even get that far. It was just basically she was like going down on me. And then I was like, daddy's watching. she got so fucking excited. Like I like never seen her get that intense. And then like started like throwing me around. And then like she started like saying a whole bunch of stuff about like, yeah, you want to turn daddy on like this, like, you know, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. We have to stop. Because of course, all
get
of
off
a
the ride.
Of course, all of a sudden, I just imagined my father standing there watching us having sex. I was like, no. We have got to shut this down. But I'm GGG. I gave it a shot, yeah. And then realized it did not work for me and got the fuck out. So you know, you always have
good
the option
for you
to do
for
that,
trying
people.
It, you know,
and yeah. Good for you for being like, no, like let's shut this down.
Yeah,
I think those are two commendable things. Yeah. Like trying and knowing your limits.
But the sad part was, this is someone who I really liked having sex with. I could not have sex with her ever again. It ruined her for me 100%. I mean, we weren't dating, so like it's not like anyone's heart got broken. But and I did have a lot going on at the time, and so I just sent her this, like, you know, like,
was
hey,
this Port Authority?
No, but it was someone I was fucking at the same time. But so
okay.
Anyway, so actually, no, it was Port Authority. Right, it was Port Authority. I apologize. Yeah, oh, great lady, but could not fuck her ever again. So
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, if you're listening, Port Authority, you are wonderful. It's not you. It's me. I can't do the incest
it's
thing.
It's daddy.
Yeah, it's daddy. It's totally dad. It's not you. It's daddy. That's also a great way to end things with anyone from now on. Yeah. Aside from like weird threesome stuff, like Staggy, is there? Do you have any like no go there things where like if someone suggests a certain thing, you just can't do it?
I'm sure there's a host of things like that, but I don't know. Well, so like I don't think anything has actually come up where I was like no.
Yeah
like I've never been, no one ever asked me to role play an incest thing. Yeah. I think I would struggle with that too, not because I think it's wrong, but like just throwing myself into that imaginative space, I mm-hmm. think would be upsetting,
mm-hmm.
you know, for various reasons. Yeah. And it's hard to get turned on at that point.
Understood.
It might just be incompatible for me.
You know,
but
and for the
funny,
record, you can totally lose your lady boner. It
yeah.
doesn't just happen to boys.
I was technically in an incest situation once, but it was, I think, totally okay. Like, I believe it was completely okay.
Okay, you need to elaborate.
yes.
So the first threesome that I ever had was with two brothers that I knew.
Oh, I've heard about you. Oh,
that's
someone else that you
had
group sex with?
No,
you also had sex
actually,
with?
I have to say, and if you're watching, I love,
listening.
If you're listening, I love
I
you.
You're not watching.
I think you're completely rad for this. The other lady who I met via, I meet really quality women through group sex. That has to be said.
It's just a great way to meet women. People.
It is a great way to meet women. Anyway, no, this woman I was friends with, she basically had two identical twins hit her up on OkCupid at the same time. Mm. And it, you know, basically they wanted to date her mm-hmm. together. And she ended up in this, like, having this, like, summer of having constant threesomes with these two 22-year-old identical twins. Which, like, I was just like, shit, you just won OkCupid. But yeah, that was not Staggy Mulligan. That was somebody else.
But Staggy, so in this situation, with the brothers, were they fucking each other as well, or were they fucking you?
No, I think it was more like they just liked tag teaming.
Oh,
girls.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And the only thing that was weird about it is I think it was maybe, and I never asked them about it, but I think it was maybe a way for one of the brothers was older, and I think it was a way for him to access girls who were his younger brother's age.
Oh, okay.
But that was the only questionable part.
Okay. But otherwise, you felt like it was totally above board. It didn't bother you at all to be tag teamed by brothers?
No, because I think it would have been stranger, except I had known both of them for a couple of years. Right. Like, I knew them pretty well. Yeah. So it was just, like, they were my friends.
How engaged were they while they were, like, fucking you? Were they, like, talking to each other about it? Was it...
Not
like was it like a oh like you know look at me doing this like look at how I'm pounding her like you know like
not I, that much okay. Like it was they were very like cordial and okay. They would like help each other with the condom situation like they were just
organized,
like,
you mean put them on each other
no just like
okay
like well because
like, that's very quite cordial. Beyond cordial.
Let me slide a condom on you with my mouth, bro.
Yeah. No. It was more like making sure, because we did this. We had a four-way later. I had multiple experiences with them.
Yeah.
And so it was like, you know, they were just careful, like making sure, you know, like if one of them had been fucking my ass and they were gonna like switch to being blown mm-hmm. or whatever, they would like make sure everything was chill. But yeah, it was. They weren't like. They didn't really objectify me that much. They mm-hmm. were like, oh, her ass feels great or something. You know, they would say something complimentary, it didn't get really like gross or anything.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of
like, oh man, she looks like she's very fiscally responsible, which is always something I like to hear during sex, by the way. we've been going on for about an hour now, so we should probably shut it down. I want to thank very much our guest Daggy Mulligan and
thanks for having me
and Miss Manus. Just for color for listeners, so yes, as I said, she'll be the co-host from now on. We're not sure about the next episode though, because she's coming in early June, so she very well might be the co-host for the next episode, or I might have a guest co-host. And in regards to New Brit, the way that we've worked it out is she is going to stay on as a contributor. And when she is inspired and when we inspire her, she'll be adding segments. And otherwise, since I value her content intensely, I have given her the title of executive producer. So so that's what's been going on with the show lately. And I thank you all so much for sticking in while there was the revolving door of co-hosts. I appreciate that a lot, and I'm so excited to have Miss Manus as my tag team partner.
I'm so excited to be your tag team partner.
Yeah. Partner. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Bye. See you next time.